Welcome to Remelations. We're your hosts.
I'm Mindy.
And I'm Brooke. Remelations is a dream interpretation podcast where we read listeners' dreams from nightmares to the just plain bizarre. Join us as we give you our comedic interpretation of your fucked up REM cycle. This week, bestie, we're at our dirty 130.
Woo! Ah. How has it been 130 episodes? I don't even know.
130, Mindy.
130. And we've got some naughty, naughty dreams for you this week.
We do.
So let's just take off our clothes, jump in bed, and let's get started.
Ow! Woo!
Oh, it's an ow-woo. It's an ow-woo.
It's an ow-woo.
Bestie, you got an ow-woo. Let's
go. You know you want to stick around for an ow-woo.
Hi. Hi, bestie.
Hi. Oh, we're starting.
Not right now. Hi. How are you?
I'm tired, but I am full of
beautiful
sunshine.
Yes. Well, good. Are you full of sex or like fun vibes?
I wish.
Okay. Well, maybe we can help out with that tonight.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a little fun later tonight. How are you feeling? Pretty sexy.
I've got my Johnny Cash shirt on. How could I not feel completely sexy with this shirt on?
You look very sexy.
Thank you. I think we do need to give our besties a little content warning at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, I think maybe a little one.
They want a little one, a big one. Depends what you like. But yeah! It is a naughty episode. So if you are offended by anything sexually graphic, sex deeds, anything we don't
sex
want your kids. Anything you don't want your, perhaps your kids or your grandma listening to. If it's not comfortable for you, skip this week. Go listen to Taylor Swift. She's got a new album. Join in next week. But if you're like us and you want to have a little fun,
you're going to stick around.
Yes. How about you get started? How about you get started, Brookie?
Do we need to clap?
Oh, we should. Yes. I got so excited about talking.
I know. I saw your face and I got so excited. Okay.
We forgot to do our little syncing thing. Okay, here we go.
One, two, three.
Ooh, we should just smack our asses a little bit on this one.
Okay.
One, two, three. Perfect.
Okay. This is my new internet. How's it doing?
So far, so good. You're actually a lot faster on the video.
Oh, okay.
You're not like, you're not.
Is that
like
how
slow
you have to do it every week?
You're
you
like slow motion. Yeah, pretty much. So this is better so far, I think. Yeah.
Let's get into this sexy episode.
Yeah, let's get started. What do you have?
I must say, I have almost entirely anonymous dreamers this week, which is totally fine, you guys. Totally fine.
Yes.
We accept anything, yes. So it was me and Rihanna hanging out. And she was like, do you want to see my pussy? And I was like, sure. So far, it's very romantic.
Yeah, I mean, just get it.
She pulled down her pants, and her vagina was an inflatable rubber hot dog.
What?
I was like, wow, it is beautiful.
Oh, who doesn't love a good hot dog, though? I mean, it would be surprising.
I mean, a rubber hot dog. Rihanna's always coming up with new ways to surprise us, isn't she?
She is.
She's wearing her. I bet she's going to wear that rubber hot dog to the Met Ball.
Oh, who wouldn't? Yes. You have meat dresses and hot dog vajayjays.
Vajayjays, yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring up Rihanna, because I have something kind of similar.
Oh, of course.
So weird that you read that, because I have one here. Okay. This one is, we have a name on this one. This is Cody from LA.
Oh, hey, Cody.
This is too ridiculous not to share.
Oh, I like it already.
I was sitting in the living room with a weird looking Nicki Minaj and another celebrity.
Maybe it was Rihanna.
Maybe it was. Sounds like the best party ever.
Wait a Swingers. Minute.
Hashtag. Oh. What are we, which one? Wait, should either. We read this dream first and then we can decide which we want to know more about, perhaps?
Yes.
Here we go. I asked Nikki to get me some food. She said she was unable to because of her...
Mindy's holding up her hand in front of her face right now.
Because of her tuna can boobs.
Her what? Hand boobs?
Tuna, like the fish.
Oh, tuna
can boobs.
I thought you said she couldn't, like
hot dogs and tuna cans. Okay. She said she couldn't get food because she was unable to because of her tuna can boobs. I looked at her breasts, and it literally looked like two tuna cans in her shirt. And then I woke up laughing. Sorry it was short, but I wonder what people can interpret from whatever this was.
I don't even want to dive into that one, Cody. Sorry.
So here's the conundrum we're in. We have Rihanna with an inflatable hot dog.
Right.
The JJ. And we have Nicki Minaj with tuna can boobs. What do we want to know more about? I'll let you call it.
Gosh, you know what? I think I want to know more about the tuna can boobs. I think we got to do Miss Nikki.
Chicken of the sea? All right, here we go.
Hashtag.
What does Nicki Minaj dream? Yes, I want to know.
Oh, I bet it's dirty.
You know it is. And honestly, bestie, everyone has naughty dreams. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It could be about your desires. It could be not about your desires at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into a lot of this tonight. So
we're going.
Hope you're ready for a ride.
Ooh, I am ready for a ride. Damn it, Mindy. Now you got me all worked up.
She's tingling all over.
Okay, let's see here. I once dreamed that I, a woman in real life, had penises growing all over me, just randomly bobbing out of places.
Like your elbow? What about an elbow penis?
Well, listen.
Oh, boy.
Behind my knees. Oh, that would be bad.
It just get rubbed the wrong way all day long.
My calves, and the worst was under my armpit. So that's almost like an elbow one. Could you imagine one in your armpit?
Oh, the joints.
I could feel them all over me, just fleshy, mostly flaccid or mid-chubbed up.
Mid-chubbed up. Oh, my God. That's going to be the name. This episode,
mid-chubbed up,
okay,
and all shapes and sizes.
Good,
very bizarre. Love it.
I wonder if the left matched the right. If it was like symmetrically different, like the left armpit matched the right armpit, but those were different from the left and right, knees. Could be
right armpit penis, left armpit penis, and tuna cans.
Again, Nikki, let us know. If Miss Minaj were to tune into any episode, I'm sure she'd really like this one, actually.
I think she'd like any of our naughty ones.
You can go to our sex or not or dirty one third or no, where are we at?
Dirty 30.
Or we have our dirty 30, our naughty 90.
Did we do a sexy 60? I don't think we did. We did a naughty 90.
And now we're
naughty 90, dirty 130.
Our half chub 130. It doesn't rhyme, though.
Mid chub.
Okay. All right.
No, mid chubbed up.
You got me all, instead of, you got me all choked up. I'm all mid chubbed up.
God, you got me mid chubbed up.
I can't right now. Okay. Well, moving on. I've got an anonymous one here.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, or they say, anon for obvious reasons, it was a cheerful dream. Lots of color, but also lots of light. It was mostly outdoors, if I recall correctly, and I had my usual body, but instead of my usual genitalia, I had a very large penis that when vertically erect, which was the whole dream, would hit my boobs.
Yowza! Yeah, you can titty fuck yourself.
Oh boy, Oh, whoa.
Well, I meant you can have...
You're right. You could.
You can make love to your breasts. Is that more... Is that prettier?
I got to keep it on either way. It's explicit. We gave warnings. If you're still here, great. Actually, it's funny because these are some of our most popular episodes, strangely. I don't get it. Or I do get it.
I get it because it's good stuff.
All right. So we got... Large penile between the breastuses.
Okay.
Obviously, sex had to happen because curiosity.
Yes.
And almost like an inherent knowledge in the dream that it was expected. I had a threesome with a faceless male-female couple.
Okay.
I was very aware of my penis at all times, and it was fairly sensitive, although not overwhelmingly so. So I could still go about my day. I remember the penis bouncing and twitching between my boobs as I walked due to my fairly generous bosom. It was generally concealed. And then I woke up.
Oh, my God.
You can't wear those low-cut shirts, though. What's the problem? No V-necks. No V-necks.
It's going to pop out.
No V-necks for a nun.
Oh, my God.
But that's like one of those ones that you'd kind of want to lucid dream just to figure out what it would be like.
Yeah, you know, while researching some of these dreams, I notice a lot were from people that haven't had sex yet, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, agreed.
And I might have some of those. I can't remember what I pulled, but, like, it was just so interesting, like, what young people or even, like, just virgins, different interpretations of things that just might not know it. It's just so fascinating what is, like... sexy and what isn't to some people, but
yeah. Well, speaking of sexy, I'm gonna pause for a second here. I've got some fun to play, if you don't mind. A surprise for you.
Some sexy fun
with my best friend.
Yes.
I've got some would you rathers we can probably sprinkle throughout this episode.
Yes.
We're not doing a topic. I figured let's get to know each other a little more, bestie.
Ooh.
I don't know where I'm going on this one, but here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather never have an orgasm again?
No.
Or orgasm every hour on the hour for the rest of your life?
Oh, that is a tough one.
Right? That's exhausting.
It's exhausting, but I think I'd rather have it hourly than not at all.
At least it could be expected.
Right. You can plan it. Like, okay, it's like, you know, when you have a baby and they have those pump rooms, like at your office.
Yeah. Just go to the bathroom real quick every hour.
But man, you have your orgasm room next to your nursing room.
You're at a funeral. You're at a, I have to excuse myself. Like every hour.
Think about it. You might have a disease. Or some kind of something wrong with your body that might make you have to go to the bathroom every hour.
True.
Or take a pill all the time or something. Yeah. This is a tough one, but I got to go every hour on the hour. How about you?
I'm with you. As much as I hate it, I would say I have to go with you because that's a sad life if you don't.
If you don't and could ever? The build up and I don't like it.
I don't know. Man, that is a tough one.
It is, but I mean, that's waking you up in the middle of the night.
That's true,
you
and I like my sleep.
You can't, I'm
okay,
so confused.
Okay, well now I'm swinging the other way.
Now I'm swinging the other way too because I like sleep.
I didn't even think about the sleep aspect.
These are the 40-year-old's opinions.
Right. We're not like sleep. 20-year-olds.
Yes. We're not. We prefer the sleep.
But you could still be intimately close to someone
and
not orgasm.
I mean,
which
just
happens.
Think of people that have like erectile dysfunction or other sexual things. They live their lives.
Menopause. But
can still have intimacy without like.
Okay. I'm switching the side. I have to go with, I want my sleep. I could be intimate without orgasming. I don't know.
If I could take the nights off, maybe I would pick the hour on the hour.
Yes.
Can I, if it were like 12 hours of the day, can I pick which?
12? It said every hour of the day on the hour. So,
Gosh, just because of the night thing, you would never Because even like if I have sex at night, I'm like the opposite of a guy. I think we've talked about this. Like I'm awake. They can like fall right back asleep, but then
agreed.
I'm fucking awake. So it's like that would be I would never sleep.
You would never sleep.
Oh, that's a sad one, Mindy. But yeah, I have to switch too.
Okay, well, they're not going to get better, but let's read another dream, shall we? Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. I had a third-person perspective of watching Katy Perry straddle a giant caterpillar the size of a horse and length of a car. That's pretty big.
It's kind of, but I mean, you think caterpillar... It's kind of short for a caterpillar, then.
What do you mean? The length of a car is short?
For the height. The girth, the length doesn't match the girth, I'm saying. The girth of a horse and the length of a car. I'm just trying to...
Okay, got it.
Sorry, I digress.
But she was really into it. And then since she was busy... Like I had to jump on stage to perform Dark Horse with Zachary Quinto as Spock.
What? Who? I'm sorry. I don't know who Zachary Quinto is. Do you?
I do because
who do
he...
I know? Where do I
know? He plays Spock in like the new Star Trek movies with like Chris Pine.
Got it. Okay.
And he was also on the TV show Heroes.
Okay.
Was like
which I caught a couple episodes. Main, but.
I don't want to, I guess it's spoiler alert, people. He was like the main bad guy. I never watched it.
Okay.
But I know he was like the main bad guy or whatever on that. But.
Okay.
So that's Katy Perry sexing it up with a giant caterpillar. And
She's busy. But you know how in the Super Bowl, didn't she ride on a giant
horse?
Sphinx or cat or horse? I don't know. So
I don't remember. She likes cats and she had the song Dark Horse, so could go either way.
Could go. Okay. Well, obviously these type of dreams bring out our celebrity fantasies. Because I had another celebrity one.
Yes. Yes.
This is anonymous. I had a dream that had really bad sex with Pete Davidson.
Oh, well, shocking. I can't imagine that's enjoyable even for a second.
Not a fan of Pete?
I just feel like he'd be so into himself. Like, he wouldn't be a generous lover.
Well, let's get into him, because here we go. He came in his pants while we were making out. After he came, he just stopped. And he didn't do me any favors.
See, I told you.
You called it.
I think it was a real life experience, not a dream.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. When were you in New York? Or I don't know. He's not on SNL anymore, so.
I don't know. I don't know where the fella is.
I also found out he had a 3-inch penis that didn't get very hard.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even interested in celebrities, and Pete Davidson is an afterthought for me. Out of all the attractive celebrities, why did my dream have sex with him?
That's, you know what, that's the worst when you have a sex dream and it's with like, why? Oh. It's a dream. If I could have anyone and Pete.
Mm. Pete. Petey, little Petey.
Oh, little God, no. Petey. Pete, no.
Don't sue us. We're sure you're well endowed and whatever. We don't know.
Please.
We don't know. We just read.
No tagging. That's what my bitch this girls always say.
Yeah, don't tag Mr. Little Petey.
Mr. Little Petey. Like Mindy, you know, we can't just be all sexed up all episode. I mean, of course we can. So I'm going to contribute some naughty limericks in between some of our dreams.
Limericks. Tell me, Brooke,
yes.
What makes
don't
a
ask me the iambic pentameter or whatever it is for limericks.
Is it like a certain syllables or how?
It's like, okay, so it's
that's a haiku.
That is a high, well, yes, but limericks are like, okay, so they're like a rhyme scheme of if this makes sense. A, B, B, A. So the first two lines rhyme, the next two lines rhyme, and then the last line rhymes with the first two.
Girl, thank you for putting on your naughty teacher outfit and teaching us this tonight. Love it.
Don't say thank that. You. This is what I wore to work to actually teach today.
No, no. I just threw out there. I didn't know.
It's a black t-shirt. It could go, I mean, it's like a sweater, but like you can't tell.
Looks good.
Okay, there once was a man named O'Doul who saw little red spots on his tool.
Oh, no.
His doctor, a cynic, said, "Get out of my clinic and wipe off that lipstick, you fool."
Oh, that's good.
Limericks like are it. Generally a little older, a little, you know, older sense of humor, but I love them.
I love it.
I feel like we could have a limerick contest. Like, write us your dirtiest limerick. Send it our way.
Oh, yes, please. And Brooke, how can they send it our way?
Oh, my God. Just go to revelations.com/support. And you can do so many other things, too. You can join our sleepover squad, buy some merch. But, yeah, submit us your dirty limerick. It'll be awesome. And on Facebook, right, Mindy?
We have a Facebook group. Search for Remelations Besties on Facebook. Join all the dirty, dirty minds on there.
We're good people, I promise.
We promise.
I have another celebrity one, of course.
Good. Oh, can we get some hot celebrities? I mean, Rihanna. Ooh, well, I'd take her.
But Rihanna... So my next two, I will promise. One is attractive, one is not.
Well, let's write them back to back.
Okay. I was banging Kristen Bell. Which one do you think this is it? This is.
The hot one.
Yes, the hot one.
I'm going, I like Kristen Bell, sure.
I love Kristen Bell. She is fantastic. It was in no way an unpleasant experience, believe me.
Okay.
Well, I bet not. Okay. The weirdness is strictly related to how absolutely real it felt.
Ooh.
I was wildly uncomfortable the whole next day with how realistic it was. Like, I remember pores on her skin, what her shampoo smelled like. Ooh.
Am I?
If you're the type to believe that dreams are a window in some other world or timeline, there is definitely a timeline where I'm fucking Kristen Bell.
Oh, good. I hope there is for you. I hope there is.
Good for you. Yes. Good for you.
That was kind of
sweet, though.
Mm-hmm. It was
pores
sweet. Pores
and, like, that's romantic. Like, little things on your skin and your hair, like.
To make
thanks,
like
anonymous.
That. Yes. So now that we've done the hot, what now? Who's not hot?
Okay, are you ready?
So then we can say don't tag again, right? We can't tag this person.
No tagging. And I would die if anyone tagged anything bad about this person because he's one of my all-time favorites. And I think you'll know.
Now you have me torn. So not hot, but a favorite.
Yes, you'll understand when I say
it. Is it like an ex-president?
A long time ago, when I was in my teens, I had a dream.
If you can see Brooke right now, she's giggling like she's 14. Like, she can't control herself, but okay.
I had a dream that Danny DeVito had sex with me.
Now I get it.
I love this man, like, almost more than some family members. But
not the top of my dream sex list.
Yeah. No tagging. We love you, Danny. We love you so much.
Love you, Danny. Mm-hmm.
And he was saying some wild, crazy, suggestive shit. I was like, what the fuck, Danny? I turned to, and I don't know if this is a male or female dream, because again, it's anonymous. I turned to walk away, and his arms started growing, fucking growing, guys. I shit you not. He grabbed me from the waist and pulled me in towards him and started.
My. Dot, dot, dot.
Do I say it or not?
We can leave it to the imagination.
Started BFing me.
Oh, okay.
If that helps.
It does.
Okay. He made grunting sounds like a feral animal.
Okay.
But this is what it's funny. Still one of my wildest fucked up dreams I remember to this day.
Sure. I bet. That one would stick with you. Yeah, that, for sure.
Danny.
BF'd by Danny. Okay.
Being BF'd by... Have you ever been BF'd by Danny?
Have I ever been best friended by Danny DeVito? All the time. Oh my God. I can't believe how many of these we have. Besties, you did come through this week because... And the celebrity... Again, I am still on celebrities for us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We could make this a celebrity dream episode, possibly.
It's like a menage.
A Nicki Minaj.
How do you say 10? Dies? Yes?
Dies.
Dies in French, right?
Dies.
Right? Yes. A menage a dies. With these celebs.
This has got real handsy.
I don't know what's going where, but okay, next we have a bit of background.
Oh, ooh, I like a background.
I know. I'm very insecure about my penis.
Mm.
It varies from about 5.3 to 5.8 when erect.
5.3 to 5.8? I'm sorry. That is so specific. Are we talking centimeters, inches? What? I got it, millimeters? Is this the metric system?
But if it's the one that comes up between the boobs, it's meters for sure. I'm guessing inches because they're not in the, we're in the U.S. So it can't be the metric system.
5.3 and 5.9.
I don't know. Okay. Well, okay. But sorry, anonymous is insecure, so we're not.
No, five's fine.
We think it's great. We think it's way to go.
Okay, I like 5.9, dude. You're good.
Anonymous goes on to say, the dream begins with me sitting in the lounge room eating cereal when all of a sudden the news advertises that penis transplants are now a thing.
Oh, so, congratulations. You have some hope.
So I decide, why not? It was costly, though. It was about 7K Australian. So
now we know Australian dollars. That's not really that much for a surgery. That's like how much the anesthesiologist costs.
I just went to the dentist today because, Bessie, don't even get me started. I am 40 some years old. I have to get my wisdom teeth pulled because I have not done it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe. And that bill, I mean, I could get a penis transplant for that amount of money.
Do you want one? Would you put it in your armpit?
I would put it behind my knees if I don't know. If I had a choice.
You know, behind the knees really bothers me for some reason.
It's very upsetting
to me. But the armpit one is too. I don't know which is more
upsetting. Any fold is not a great belly button. I take a belly button penis.
Well, that's over pretty much a where joint penis is. That's just a little bit higher than a little where north. Penis is.
So, okay. $7,000.
Okay.
$7,000 for a
penis enlargement. Penis.
But being insecure, I decided to do it anyways.
Mm.
So I went to where they introduced me to my donor. So it's a donor penis.
Like, do they cut off yours and sew on someone else's?
Yep, that's what I'm getting here. That's what I'm getting. So I'm waiting, and in the door comes Toby fucking Maguire.
Oh, no.
And I kid you not, he said... He was gifting me his penis because I'm not going to use it anymore. No more webbing for me. And I was like, oh my God. I don't know what that means. No more webbing?
Because he plays Spider-Man. No more fucking.
Well, I get that point, but I'm like, does webbing equal fucking? Like, no more webbing for me. I feel
like webbing equals jerking off and like having. Oh. I don't know. That's how I took it.
That brings a whole new picture to my mind.
This is a whole new conversation.
No more webbing for Tony. Toby. Sorry. No more webbing for Toby. Toby. I can't say Toby.
Well, it's an easy Toby's one, Mindy. Say Toby.
I don't like the name Toby. Can I just say that?
I don't like it either. Just
I hate the name Toby. And it's spelled T-O-B-E-Y. Toby Maguire spells it with E-Y.
He does?
That's what this person wrote, so I'm assuming it's correct.
I don't know.
Mm. Well, who knows? Okay. Well, either way, don't like a Toby.
How do you spell Toby Maguire? It's going to drive me crazy either way. It is E-Y.
Ew.
Double ew, David. Ew, I don't like it.
Okay. So, Toby said, I'm not going to use it anymore. No more webbing for me. I was like, oh my God. Should I really be doing this? I feel so honored. So the operation was a success. Although the penis was red, it had dried blood all over it from being transplanted.
Oh, God!
So they wrapped it up to prevent infection. Then they decided to test my new erection. I was amazed. It was about 8 inches long. And I genuinely felt so happy, so I went to the shower.
I went to the shower!
And then I woke up, pissed off, it wasn't real.
Oh, honey. All right. I've got another nutty limerick, ladies and gentlemen. There once was a man named Dave who found a dead hooker in a cave.
Oh, no.
She was ugly as shit. Missing one tit, but think of all the money he saved.
Oh, no, I don't like that for so many reasons.
I knew you wouldn't like that one.
Okay, well, let's move on. I've got another would you rather.
Oh, God, Mindy, would you rather scare me a little bit?
Yeah, well, I've got another one for you. Okay. Would you rather publish your porn search history or read all of your text messages out loud to your hometown?
Oh, porn search history. Because, I mean, I don't watch too much porn. If I did, I'd still probably pick porn search history because I don't give a fuck. But, like, I've probably said some stuff.
Oh my God, messages? I feel like I'm the opposite. I would probably say less in text message. I'd rather publish my text.
I don't know. I don't know what I've said over the years in text.
Yeah, how far are we going back?
Yeah, that's true. Like, I need to know what the date range is because it depends on who I was.
All time.
Yeah, like all time, who I was dating at the time, if I wasn't, like.
Because even if non-sexually, if you're just talking shit about someone and everyone finds out, that's not good either.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't say anything like just your sexual text.
No,
it just
all your
a text.
Yeah, look at my porn history.
Look at my porn history. That's fine.
That's another.
I'm a nice person, but I still, I'm sure, have said some stuff that is an inside joke or meant for somebody. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay, this one's for you, Mindy. I think this might be my last celebrity one. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll deal.
But it's just for you.
Oh.
I was just watching Johnny Depp take a bubble bath in a dark.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Mindy needs to take a break.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Deep breath.
Okay. Bubble bath, dark. Yeah. Oof.
Gotcha. Dark warehouse. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. But with a spotlight on him. Could you imagine
glistening?
Johnny Depp taking this elaborate bath in a pitch black warehouse with a spotlight? I guess
he's got to stay warm somehow.
Mindy, you can help him stay warm. Okay, but he's in this dark warehouse with a spotlight on him. Uh-huh. And he had huge fake tits.
Yes! I'd still be in for that.
I'm still interested.
I'm not going to judge. Fine.
There was also 12 or so Italian ballerinas doing a routine around him. This sounds like art to me. Yes. I feel like I would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
He was grinning and making direct eye contact with me the whole time. That part makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. A little bit.
But I love the fact that he's taking a bath in a dark warehouse with a spotlight and ballerinas.
It is interesting, though.
That's it. That's the show.
Okay. I liked it. I always love me a
Johnny
J.D. reference.
A J.D. snippet.
Well, this one has a name on it. This is from Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
From Kansas. Michelle Mabel says, in my dream, I was sitting at my desk at work and the sun was shining super bright into my office. I remember thinking, man, this is just beautiful. And then I turn to my left and I see a guy I work with. I talk to him daily, but rarely see him in person. Okay. He looks at me and says, I got you this pineapple.
Was it upside down?
And then he gives it to me. And we each had some. And then he starts kissing me.
He cut it up for him like a real pineapple?
I mean, I don't know how much time has elapsed or if he's got like scissor hands.
I don't know how much time has elapsed. It takes a minute to cut up a pineapple.
Pineapples are kind of one of those fruits that is a pain in the ass to cut. It's funny because we'll buy it because the kids like it. So we'll buy pineapple for the house. And then Mark and I will be at a standoff at who cuts the pineapple for days. Like,
who's going to cut it?
And he's like, yeah, we should really cut that pineapple. And I'm like, yep, we should. And then
cut that pineapple.
But this coworker delivered it and sliced it very quickly.
Did it.
And they start kissing her. I kind of felt like I was watching this happen from outside my body.
Oh.
After we finished kissing, we just stared at each other and he said, was that everything you wanted it to be? I said yes.
Oh.
What does this mean? Until that dream, side little ending note here. Until that dream, I never thought of him in that way.
Okay, girl.
Michelle, you need to buy some pineapple. You can get a pre-cut. That's fine.
You can get it in a can, honey.
No. And it's... Well, the can is only good for ham. Canned pineapples for ham.
Oh, it's so good. I need it for a snack.
Well, just, Michelle, just maybe you could plan it so you're having lunch at the same time. Offer him some pineapple from your lunch bag. And just see where the night takes you.
Sexy. And pineapple makes, am I wrong? Like, pineapple makes a person, I should say, taste good?
I've heard that. I have never known that to be fact.
I mean, I've never experimented with that.
Yes, right.
But I've heard that pineapple, yes, makes a tasty delight.
A tasty dessert. After work.
These are after work desserts.
Yes. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to hop in with another would you rather. Ready?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Would you rather?
Oh, no, Mindy.
Would you rather have passionate sex after a fight or make love softly to resolve a conflict? I'm answering it. passionate sex after the fact. I'm saying
passionate sex because the only good reason for having a fight is the makeup sex. Right?
Absolutely.
Because it's always the best. I don't know why, but it is.
It's emotions. Hormone levels have changed or high.
Everyone's engaged. I don't know why I said everyone. Like, there's like multiple. But you know, like, sure, all parties are like involved and like heated and there's emotions and just fiery, man.
Okay,
fiery.
Well, we've been agreeing on a lot. I think we flip flopped on the first couple, but that one, hands down, no flip flopping.
That one we agreed on. Like, yeah, no flip flopping. I have another limerick for everybody.
Okay, wait, let me get my limerick mode.
Limerick mode. There once was a fellow McSweeney who spilled some gin on his weenie.
Oh, I like this one.
Just to be couth, he added vermouth and slipped his girlfriend a martini.
Bravo. I do like that one a lot.
Whoever the author of that one is, McSweeney.
I am definitely more of a vodka martini girl, I've never had a gin martini.
Maybe I'm not a gin gal myself, but I'm not a martini gal myself. Mm. But just to be couth, I'll add some vermouth.
Vermouth. Nice. Well done. This is from N.
Oh.
From Jackson, Mississippi. I dreamt I had a rockin' body.
Nice.
And I was a really successful stripper named Chandra.
I like this dream. I would love to know if this anonymous person is male or female. Like, are they dreaming? As a stripper, like if they're male and it's a female stripper, I just want to know everything.
Chandra was known for breaking rules in the champagne room.
Ooh, naughty.
For the right price. I was living it up, making some serious bank.
Ooh,
but
Chandra.
One night, I showed up to work dressed in my signature hot pink G-string bikini.
Mm.
And everyone started plugging their noses as I walked by.
This is not good.
For whatever reason, I suddenly had uncontrollable body odor, and I couldn't shake it. No matter how many showers I took, it was the worst curse. That's... I looked hot as fuck, but no one wanted to be anywhere near me.
That is unfortunate.
Oh,
the old case of the BO.
It's like you need like the plexiglass. You need like the old peep show rooms where like the curtains rise and they can see you dance and then the curtains close and you don't have
just
to
like
smell.
Just like Madonna video.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
I had a feeling.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of. Yes. I knew it was in my brain from something.
I got you, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I tripped and my body broke in half at the waist.
Ooh.
Ouch. My halves partially grew back. So part of me was regular, but no legs from the knees down. That's not too unregular. Knees down.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer, but I mean, still, they fixed the person from head to knee. That's a lot of your body.
Yeah, that's good.
And the other part was me, but headless.
So it's just like pretty much a torso.
Then I started having sex with myself.
Okay.
It was surprisingly pleasant.
Well, just to make the best out of a really crappy situation.
Yeah, but hey, this person still made it enjoyable. Good for you. Making lemonade out of lemons.
That's right. Or margaritas out of limes.
Oh, go for it, girl. Whatever.
Or gin martinis out of peony. Sorry. Okay. This is from Chase, and Chase is from Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania.
All right.
I just had the most insane dream of my life.
Ooh.
Where I realistically felt everything, and so I wanted to share it. In the dream, I had some trouble breathing through my nose, and I told my dad about it. He was there for some reason. So he drove me to the doctor's office, which was in a cave under a cliff next to a golf course.
Of course. That's where my ENT is, too. Of course.
The doctor then told me to lay down. I explained what happened, and the doctor put tape on my face and did a procedure. It felt like it took about 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
And he told me I was ready.
Oh, God. What is this procedure?
I started breathing excitedly, like I could finally breathe again, until I realized he cut off my nose and put my penis there. A nose penis, Brooke. A nose penis.
A nose penis. Oh my God, it's almost like a little elephant. I didn't know penises could breathe. Do you think that really is working better than a nose?
It was rock hard. And facing up towards my hairline. And I was able to breathe through the hole.
Thank God that urethra. Urethra.
It's like...
Urethra.
It's like...
What? I can't say.
It's like a snorkel penis nose. It's all good. It's
good job, man. Good job for making that work for you.
I started freaking out for obvious reasons and ripped off the bandage and touched it. But it hurt.
Touched it and touched it and touched it again?
No, no, no. It started to hurt immensely.
Oh,
I started crying. The dream was so realistic that I could feel the pain, breathe the air, and I could feel the tears as I started crying and yelling at my dad for letting the doctor do that to me. Throughout the dream, I was just stressed, and I would frequently yell at everyone until I eventually woke up, face down in my pillow, not being able to breathe.
Oh,
so you just gotta roll over. You wouldn't have a penis nose.
You just gotta roll over, dude, and then you'll breathe fine. And, you know, maybe someday you'll have a vagina nose. Maybe you'll have a penis nose. Who knows? Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize it.
Good job. Good job on that. Well, before we move on to the next one, let's go ahead and read another Would You Rather. Let's see what I got here. Okay.
They intrigue me.
Okay. This one's interesting.
Okay.
Would you rather play naughty charades?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or have a sexy scavenger hunt?
Ooh, sexy scavenger hunt. That sounds hot. I would do that.
I'm with you. Oh. I would take a scavenger hunt. I love scavenger hunts.
Oh, my God.
I like figuring out clues.
That would be so much fun. Naked.
Bestie, we have an idea for you this weekend, bestie. Get your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make these little clues around the house. And like, guess what the final prize is?
The... Ding, 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 the golden ticket.
A penis nose.
A penis or a
vagina. Or a penis or a pit.
A penis.
Or tuna can boobs.
Or tuna can boobs.
Whatever you want to surprise your partner with.
Do
that's
it.
That's the prize. I love scavenger hunts, though.
I do, too.
Sexy
do you remember we did a
sexy.
Scavenger hunt in my neighborhood? I think my mom made it up for us one time, and we did a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
But yes.
Scavenger hunts always top my list.
This is, again, anonymous. I was alone in a cold hospital alley when a girl materialized in front of my eyes. Okay. She was laying on the floor upside down. I rushed to her and said, "You okay?" She just lifted her right hand and said, "Please scratch my middle finger." I did.
Okay.
Suddenly, we started fucking. Don't know who started, but we both enjoyed it.
Didn't you know that's the secret sign for you? I want to be fucked in an alley.
Can you scratch my finger?
My middle finger? Oh, boy.
I don't know why it cracked me up.
Well, I've got an anonymous one from Illinois.
Oh.
I had a dream I was having sex with Shrek.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then a few nights later, I dreamt I had sex with Squidward.
Who's Squidward?
From SpongeBob.
Okay.
He's an octopus.
Ooh, ooh, armsy, like it. Lots of legs for things.
They were both very well endowed. Help, I just want to bleach my brain. What the fuck?
Can I tell you
something? I like that. I like that idea of bleaching your brain for some of these that we've been going through.
I am going to recommend a movie for anyone that wants to bleach their brain. It's a Michelle Gondry movie. It's called Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes, okay.
It stars Jim Carrey.
Yes, yeah.
But in a dramatic role, and it is about kind of the essence of, would you rather get rid of bad memories and just have them, like, washed out of your brain, you know, like maybe...
Bleach your brain.
Sad stuff, things like that.
Yeah, just bleach it.
Yeah, so just... It's like that. It's like, bleach it or not. Like, it's a tough
There's
call.
Some parts of my life I wouldn't mind bleaching.
I wouldn't mind memories. Bleaching a lot of parts of my life, but it's also like some of those things made
really
me...
Really build you as a character.
Yeah,
you
right?
Are. I get
you know, it. It's a good movie. Check it out. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah. Yes, it is a good movie. I've got another short... I have another short one. If you don't mind me continuing.
Please.
This is another anonymous one. This one, Brooke, this has you written all over.
Oh, no.
This is Brooke's dream experience.
I'm like a little flush right now. I can't wait to hear.
I think I have to end it on this one for me.
Okay.
For this reason. Okay. I had a dream last night that I can't stop thinking about.
I love it.
I worked at an aquarium.
I hear you saying aquarium in your head.
At an aquatic strip club outside a mall.
I'm in. I am in 100%.
You would pick a squid, octopus, weird fish, whatever you wanted. And then a girl would come and dance in front of the tank for you with your fish of choice.
I'm in.
What? Okay, if you were in this strip club, what... fish.
Well, Mindy, you know it's
would be your
be a shark of some sort.
Of course it would.
Do you know what you would want as a fish?
A puffer fish. It gets bigger.
I want a sea cucumber.
The end of the episode and the end of this podcast.
And we're done.
Nice knowing you. Sea cucumber.
I don't know if it's a fish or not. I don't know what a sea cucumber is.
It's a something.
It's a something.
Okay, well,
and I'll tell you what.
I'm sure they have it at this strip club in the mall.
They have to have a sea cucumber. I mean.
What about a clam? Or like an oyster.
Maybe if I were a gentleman, a straight gentleman, I should say, maybe I would like a colorful clam as Mindy is gesturing how clams open and close.
Yep. You know what I wouldn't choose is a sea urchin because that would seem painful.
No.
That's when you make the bad choice at the end of the night.
No, I don't want a sea urchin. Anywhere near my business.
It's gonna be sorry for the dreams you're gonna have tonight, Bessie, but they are going to be something you can write in for our next episode.
They're gonna be awesome dreams for us.
Put out the dream journal tonight. Make sure you document
or if
you want to know,
like me, which I'm trying very hard to get better. But I open my voice memo on my phone before I go to bed because as soon as I wake up, I either have to just say it because as soon as I start to think about typing it or writing it down, my brain just is like, I don't remember what you're telling me.
Hey, bestie, if you need a dream journal, check out remelations.com/support and head to our store because we actually have Remelations dream journals. So, if
you need something written, we're here good idea. For all your needs.
You might want to order it. Write down all those dreams so you can share them with the show.
Thank you.
Brooke, do you want to finish it up with maybe, do you have one more limerick?
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, my final naughty limerick. There was an old whore pulling tricks who at one time could handle 5 pricks.
Oh.
One day she did cry as she pulled out her glass eye.
Oh.
Tell the boys I now can have 6.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mindy, these are limericks. This is how naughty this is supposed to be.
I know. Well, if you have a few minutes, Brooke, darling.
Yes.
Let's save something for a sleeper squad. I've got one more Would You Rather, and I've got a couple more dreams. So
yes.
If you're not part of our sleepover squad and you want to keep the party going, head on over to remelations.com/support. Join our sleepover squad for as little as like $3 a month.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
Dreams. Yeah.
And you get so much.
All right, bestie. I know it's been a fun time. I've had fun. I've laughed more tonight than I have like all week because it's been a stressful week.
It has been. And
I will see you this weekend,
you.
Though.
I get to see you in town, person, which is always so much fun.
And I know I'll laugh with you this weekend in person.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a lot of fun tonight. Thank you to all of our besties who submitted their dreams anonymously or with your name. Everyone who's shared. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for doing that and taking the time. Brooke, by the way, I do have one small thing to share.
Yes, of course.
Last week's episode, we shared a dream from Elena that had to do with a car accident, a morphing dog, and a seed packet.
I do remember.
So Elena just sent a follow-up, and I just wanted to share it because it was very sweet.
Yes! I love when we have follow-ups because we always ask, like, please tell us more about what's happening.
Elena says, oh my God, I absolutely loved the interpretation. Very insightful. When the black dog folklore came up, I got chills because it's exactly as I described. He looked just like that. Now I'm not sure what your beliefs align with hauntings, but I grew up in an extremely haunted house. The medium, Marianne Winkowski. The medium,
Winka Wonka, Wooka Wooka, Wonka Winka.
Okay. I'm sure when I listen back when I'm editing, this is going to sound hilarious. Okay. Let me take a drink of wine. Hold on.
I can't look
at me.
Winka Wonka, Wooka Wika.
Stop it.
I love you. You made my whole day, my whole week, my whole month better.
Okay. The medium Marianne Winkowski was a friend of my great aunt. A very dark spirit was in the home. And now when I think back, with some of my dreams growing up, this presence seemed to have an obsession with me. She couldn't get a spirit to leave our house. He kind of resembled a morphed dog. I wonder if there is a connection to that. I have a lot of reflecting to do here. Your podcast definitely opened my eyes to some new possibilities. I can't wait to share some more dreams with you. You guys are great.
I can't wait to hear more dreams.
Yes,
please. And more progress with this dream we've already discussed. Demon? Yeah. This like, we've haunting? Already discussed this, but, like, oh, my gosh, like, I love updates, and I love to hear about more that's happening. So, yeah, keep them coming.
Thanks, Elena. Bessie, on that note, it wraps up another episode. Our dirty 130. Can you believe it? 130 episodes.
Mindy, that's
insane.
Bananas. It's just bananas.
I don't think I worked this hard in high school or in college, but we're working hard to get this podcast off the ground. And Bessie, there's one way that you can help us get an A+ in podcasting.
A+.
And that's tell one friend about the show. You can tell your celebrity, sexy dream partner, whether it's Pete Davidson or Nicki Minaj. I know who I'm taking.
I hope it's Nicki for your sake. It is. Sorry again. Oh, no tagging.
Or you can tell your favorite doctor that's replaced penises all over your body, your armpits, your nose, your knees. You can tell him about the podcast.
It's a talented doctor.
Just tell your partner. Just tell them when you're laying in bed tonight, getting all close and cozy as you touch each other gently. I don't know where this is going. As you cuddle before. Anyhow, just tell them about the podcast. That'd be great. Just if you love me, you're going to love this podcast.
Okay, bestie. Until next week. Watch out for your mid-chubbed up people around you.
Mid-chubbed up.
Mid-chubbed up.
Get them all the way chubbed up.
Get them all the way chubbed up, as Mindy said. And
sweet
dreams, bitches.
I don't know where it comes from. It must be that Catholic school guilt that I still have.
We're just naughty. We had to hold back all of our things.